hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm losing my voice. I think I'm getting sick again, and I've had just about enough. I'm a little cranky today. No apologies. Thank you, Michael, for also sending this over. Front page of Arizona Republic Today states that McCain is the Republican nominee. Jeez, how did they know that? How did they know that? Do they have a crystal ball? Are they clairvoyant? How can you report on something that is not a fact? But that didn't stop the Arizona Republican from putting it on their front page. And by the way, Michael, it doesn't help to put little asterisks here. At any rate, David K. Johnson is the one that called Wesley Snipes a coward last week, as well as Larkin Rose regarding the tax honesty issues. Oh, gosh. People like David K. Johnson. What are you going to do? If we do get this republic back on track and we don't have any more room for liars and benders of truth or omitters of truth, what are you going to do for a living? You know, what are you going to do? Do these people out there, do they understand what's at stake here? That once people start learning the truth and they understand the word twisters out there and the people that try to, well, just kind of bend the truth just a little bit to make their opinion be known. See, these are opinion makers, folks. As sad as it is, they should be information gatherers. You should be the opinion maker, not somebody else making up your mind because you don't have one anymore. You don't know how to use it. The art of critical thinking is gone. Your brain cells aren't synapsing with each other anymore. I guess you're just too busy to take the time to be a real American and support the real government that we're supposed to have and holding up the rule book and start crying foul. You know, that's that little outdated document called the Constitution. And you sit around endlessly listening to these diatribes about globalization. You hear the words, but do you know what it means? The end of sovereignty? The rights in this country of the individual? This is what you're passing off to your successive generations? Do you even have a clue? Do you even care? How dare you call yourself an American? Get your head out of wherever you, dark, dank place, stinky place you got it buried, and be an American, or get the hell out. You know, nobody says to me anymore, by God, John, you better be a real American or you better leave. People don't say that to me anymore because I swear to God I would rip out their esophagus from their throats. What in the heck do you think that it means to be a good American? Do you think that it would mean following the rule book, following the law, following the Constitution, and jailing those people that are in violation of it? Do you think that's possible? I'm going to take a break here in a few seconds. I need to cool out. I am about ready to explode. I am tired of people's leaky-ass, sleazy, lazy excuses as to how and many reasons why they can't get involved. Oh, I just want to be too politically correct. Oh, I don't want my boss mad at me. Well, you know, I got a good relation with my neighbors. I don't want to speak any truth. I might upset them. You know what? I've got no respect for you whatsoever, and I don't know how in God's green earth you have any self-respect. You want to be a victim? I'll tell you what, I don't want to climb onto your funeral pyre. Thank you very much.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My wife during the break said, "You know, you need to calm down." And then I thought about that for about 10 seconds. No, I'm not. I'm not going to calm down. Now, do I want to give myself a stroke while I'm on air? Absolutely not. But folks, come on. I've been doing this for 14 years. Tracking and tracing, exposing all the ne'er-do-wells and all their evil deeds. I've had enough. I've had it up to my eyeballs. And then some. Hair roots, what hair I have left. Take it easy? Not on your life. Steve in Florida. Hello, Steve. Steve.
Yes, hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm originally from Ohio, but I'm down in Florida for the next month and a half to get out of that cold. But anyway, you know, John, I've been observing, and I often wonder myself. I mean, I'm thinking the way that you think, and that is why can't people see it? Why don't people pay attention? Why don't people do what needs to be done? And I've come to the conclusion that that it's got to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And I hate to say that.
Yeah.
But
and you know what? And I'm not going to disagree with you, Steve, because, you know, people are not going to pay attention until they're standing there naked in the streets, dispossessed from their homes. They have no job. They have no money. They're standing there. They can't even put their hands in their pocket to feel the lint in the bottom of their pocket because they don't even have any change left.
Yeah.
And I think you may be right, Steve.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, there's still people going and not as many right now, but they're still going out and buying their new cars. They're still,
sure.
You know, and they're buying gasoline. Gasoline still isn't too expensive enough that they want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
The value of the dollar hasn't dropped low enough yet. You know, you and I see it. We pay attention to these things. We're concerned. We want people to live a better life. The problem is everyone else is just so involved in, maybe it's the fluoride in the water. I don't know. You know, I mean,
maybe I can give you three top reasons why people have their head buried in that dark, dank place I spoke of. Number one, the news medias. Number two, they're politicians. And let me see. There's almost two or three running a close third here, but I would say they're lackadaisical and minus the commitment and the obligation and the duty. Nobody gets out of this. If you live in a free country, you've got to help work and maintain and be vigilant against those that have other ideas. That's our duty and responsibility. That is, you know, there comes attachment. There's little strings to birthright in this country that people have not been reminded of. And that, God help us, that, you know, we've got one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, that the federal government runs our school system. That's exactly what you have now. And take a look at the education our dear little children are getting. Minus what? Anything that has anything to do with the Constitution and what its intent and what it really means and what it affords every person that's born into this country, that are lucky enough to be born in this country.
Yeah, and, you know, John, you're absolutely right, and it's gotten to the point where it's just going to have to get worse. And I hate to say it, I hate to see it, because I know what's going to end up happening. I mean, there's going to end up being martial law. There's going to be all kinds of things that the government wants to do to us, and it's just you know, like, for example, this McCain thing being announced that he's going to be the Republican nominee. Of course he is, because they're good. They want Hillary in office. And John McCain is not going to win against Hillary. This guy's got more skeletons in his closet than John Kerry and even Bill Clinton, I think. I mean, this guy's like, you know, it's just unbelievable. And the Clintons, believe it or not, folks, they are involved in murder, and they are involved in drug running, and they are involved with the Bushes. So they are going to be, Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president.
You know, this country, Steve, can no more afford, and people don't make that connection between Bush and Clinton, that they figured, oh, because they're on opposing parties and, you know, they look different and they sound a little bit different, that, well, you know, that's where the similarities end, that they got two eyes, two hands, two ears, you know, the normal anatomical features. That, you know, we've been under this regime and a variation thereof for three decades in this country. Is it starting to show?
Yeah. You know, it's going to come down to also, you know, the baby boom generation right now is the one that's in charge or in control. The generation that came before them, they're all retired. They've got theirs.
Or
really
dead. Retired.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, either or, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really going to take a passing of another generation or two, and until things are going to change, because I even see it in the younger kids today, you know, the 13, 14, 15-year-olds, even up to 18 and 20, they're becoming more pro-life. You know, they're going against abortion because they realize that there are literally millions and millions of people that they would have known if, you know, they were allowed to live. And just by the grace of God that they're allowed to be around now, because...
Steve, I got to respectfully disagree with you on that one. I really do. I mean, I'm not saying across the board that, you know, and in pockets here and there, but it's certainly not the majority of young Americans out there. The kids that have their head buried in whatever, you know, TV program, you know, American Idol or some reality show, and when they're not texting on their Blackberries, you know, I mean, this generation is really not in tune with what American it's to be an American, and they don't understand the government and their obligations. You know, I mean, you know, they might hear freedom. You know, well, I'm free. I'm free. Well, yeah, you are, at least for this very second. But in order to maintain your vigilance against those tyrannical ones that want to take your freedom away, you got to understand what form of government we're supposed to be operating under, and you got to understand the tenets and what the Constitution and what this country stands for. You know, save that. I don't know how you can say that. And most of the young kids that I talk to on the issue of abortion, for them, it's a convenience item just in case the girl gets pregnant. So, Steve,
well, maybe
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's in the Florida water down there that's making a change with these people. I don't know.
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, John, it's just, you know, maybe the people that I talk to, because, you know, birds of a feather flock together, I am extremely, you know, pro-U.S. Constitution, government, God, you know, all of that. And maybe it's because the people that I know have taught their children that. Maybe that's why, you know, I come across with that opinion. But that being said, I would say that, John, like I said, things are going to have to get a lot worse.
All right, Steve, I got your point. I got a ton of calls here.
Okay, John, you have a great night.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I can't agree with that. Now, I will say this, that the young people I do talk to, and I start to explain to them about the Constitution, about the rule book. That's how I approach it, because they understand rules. This is what they're being fed every day. There's rules and there's regulations, and, you know, they understand rules. When you say rules, well, you perk their head up. You say Constitution, you might as well have told them their shoe was untied or they had mismatching socks. That's about as much impact that you'll have. But when mention the rules, hey, let me get out the rule book here. You know, don't you have rules when you play basketball in high school? Well, of course. Well, don't you have rules when you play football? Well, yeah. Well, don't you have rules when a class convenes? You know, no chewing of gum and talking out of turn and being disruptive. Well, yeah, I understand that. Well, let me give you the political rule book here. Well, let's take a look at the rule book. It garners their attention. We've got to come up with more innovative ways to get the attention of our young people. And an old fart such as myself still has the capacity to do it. And they're amazed. You mean that's what the Constitution means? Well, of course it does. Well, they're not teaching that in school. Well, yeah. But when was the last time you heard your parents talk to you about it? Well, they never have. Well, shame on them. I mean, you see the problem here, folks? You see where the problem lies? You know, we can do the blame game. We can point fingers. We can certainly have a laundry list of our grievances against the federal government, most assuredly. But ultimately, whose responsibility is it for the maintenance of a constitutional republic? What, the people that you hired to be the mid-level managers, the ones that are selling you out? But then, once you recognize, if you do recognize that the government has gone astray, have you ever considered trying to fix it other than getting out of your lazy boy and going down and casting maybe a vote every 4 years for president? Is that your duty and obligation? Is that it? Well, then congratulations. You've just consigned your kids into absolute abject misery and slavery. And then their children, if they're lucky enough to even have them. We'll take the break. John, Steve, Scottish John, Rich, Rick, and others. We'll get to all your calls after this break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Let's go back to the phones. Nicholas in Sweden. Good afternoon, sir. Hello. Nicholas.
Hi. Sorry. John, first of all, sorry for my broken English. I'm originally from Iran, so...
That's okay.
Nicholas isn't my real name. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I think I agree with you, but I doubt that we can wake the sleeping sheeples out there. You know, the current generation is totally lost. I have tried it with many people to wake them up, shake them up. It's just not going to happen. I think you should concentrate on the young people and try to reach out to them and educate them, because, as you say, all they know is their PlayStation, their Blackberries. They have no idea about your constitution. And that is exactly what they want. They want uneducated kids.
Absolutely.
And, a lot of immigration to destroy the country. I can give you a small example about Iran. People who build buildings, I'm not sure what you call them. A lot of immigrants come from Afghanistan into Iran. And the prices of the wages for those people who build buildings went down, and it totally destroyed that. So I can see exactly that is happening to USA by immigration.
Yeah, Nicholas, there's also another problem that we have in this country, and that's the mainstream media, of which many of the owners of the media, whether it be electronic or print, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Council on Foreign Relations was set up inside this country, founded by David Rockefeller, was to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to roll this country into the global society or the New World Order.
Yes, exactly, and they are doing the same thing in Europe, in Sweden, in every country, so it's not only USA.
Well, and what is the power brokers behind that? That's the international banksters that want that.
Absolutely. I get every week mail in my door, come on, get credit, get loan. They are trying to get people inside the banks. And I'm not very hopeful for the future, actually. I don't think people will wake up, but it's nice that you guys try. So, but the thing is, I can see this so clearly from outside USA, but people inside, they can't see it because they're in the problem. So they don't have time. They go to work, they come home, put the TV on, that's it.
Well, and you being Iranian,
yes.
I mean, you know the plight of Iran. You have seen what has happened there. Do you think that the attitudes of the American people might change if the news media honestly reported that there are over 1 million Iranian casualties, dead, your fellow countrymen dead, for the sole and object plan of going over there supposedly to rid Iran of the evil Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, they destroyed Iran totally. I can give you an example. We bought a dollar before the so-called revolution. We bought a dollar for 7 tomans. It's Iranian money. Now it's 1,000 tomans for $1. So the country is gone, totally gone and destroyed. And this is exactly what is happening to USA
and
Canada and Mexico and everything.
And I, you know, I'll be honest with you. I sit and I think about this. People, Nicholas, that they have a better understanding if they lose a loved one. If they a wife loses a husband, or a husband loses the wife to disease or an accident, or a family member, or somebody that they knew, they understand what the death of one means. But multiply that by 1 million, and they don't have a clue. There has been war on American soil. It was the war between the states, or as we put it here, the northern aggression on the south. And it was bemoaned of the fact that there was brother against brother, family against family. And this is exactly what is going in Iran right now.
Absolutely.
And this is the most horrible thing. This being sold, and what's set to take place here in this country as the next president, whether it be the little communist Hillary Clinton or the cardboard cutout of another George Bush with a John McCain that's going to continue this aggression in the Middle East. I mean, we're not living by our own rule book anymore, because what we did in Iran was not only immoral, not only unethical, it was illegal and unconstitutional.
Yeah, I understand. Funny thing, Iranian people love USA. They really like you. U.S. citizens, and they know that USA always been a free country, but sadly the media don't show that. They show some crazy Taliban and say, who is going to eat you up, eat your babies, and stuff like that. And I can tell you another example in Sweden. A lot of people from Iraq is coming here. The city where I live, 20,000 or something, they're coming here, and it's not that, sure, I'm from Iran and I'm here too, but they are not willing to assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference. You move to a country, it's your home, it's your new home, you got to learn the language well, you can work, help people, don't trash the country, so to speak.
But, I understand.
90% of people who come here, they don't give a rat about Sweden.
Well, all I can say, my friend, is may God be with all of us, and hopefully he can give men of good value and of good character the strength to stand up and start doing the right things, rather than letting this extortion and this murder go global.
Yeah, indeed.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate you calling in very much. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked us, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And if any of you were confused by the commercial you just heard, don't be. This is not the marijuana that people roll up in cigarette papers and smoke. No, this, and I'm sure people, when they hear this commercial, going, are these people lost their mind, or are they smoking that stuff? No. For nutritional, folks, for nutritional value, for all the things that the non, I guess it's, I read their website, it's the non, what is that stuff, THC? Yeah, that's not the stuff you get high off of, so everybody cool their jets. So there are many, many uses for industrial-grade hemp. I mean, it is just astronomical. Do you realize, folks, we would never have to cut down another tree in this country to make any paper? You know, it's great that we recycle the stuff that we cut down, but, you know, it takes a lot of years to grow a tree. You know how long it takes to grow a field of hemp, no matter what the climate is, what the soil conditions? I mean, it's literally a weed. Well, where do you think they got the term weed for marijuana? But again, this is not the stuff that you can hack and dry out and smoke in a cigarette paper and get a high off of. Okay, so I just wanted to make that clarification. And, of course, to support our sponsors. All right, back to the phones here. I've never heard an ad like that run anyplace else. But, of course, this is not your usual network either. James in Ontario. Hello, James. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, You haven't heard the good news about John McCain, have you?
He quit. James, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what news?
That if he gets elected president, he'll do the impossible.
Which is quit
he'll
immediately after swearing.
Looks like Mahatma Gandhi.
No, seriously, what have you heard about Mr. McCain?
Did you catch him on video singing Bomb, Bomb, Bomb Iran to Barbara Ann?
No, I did not. Oh. Seriously?
Yes.
No, I did not hear that. Where can that video be located?
Pardon?
Where can that video be located?
I don't know. I've been trying to find out because I just got an email about it.
Okay.
And I would like to watch it because apparently it's quite funny.
Now, if somebody emailed you, they didn't include the URL with that?
No.
Oh, really? Well, I'll tell you.
I know I can get a hold of them, so.
Okay, yeah, do that and track it down and then email it over here to the network.
I will do that when I get it.
All right. Well, James, I appreciate it.
Getting back to something else, I talked to 100 people in the United States last weekend, and I asked them who David Walker was, and there wasn't one person that could tell me.
Does that surprise you?
Well, it should be. You know, if at least 5% don't know who he is, that's really bad.
Yeah.
But then another thing we did is we went to several colleges and universities, and we read the Declaration of Independence and asked them what document that was.
They didn't know, did they?
Yeah, they said it was the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Oh.
That's how bad it is.
Well, and you know, I said on the air several weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when I said it, that now, there was a survey and a study done of American universities, and 80% of them will not offer any courses or classes on the United States Constitution in any of their government classes or anything else. It has been completely, almost eradicated from university level as well as at a high school level.
Well, that's why I'm very, very pessimistic.
Well, you know, and James, I can understand. I mean, I'm a realist. I don't get too pessimistic, nor do I get too optimistic, because when you get too giddy and jumping up and down and the bad news knocks you upside your head, you have a tendency to get depressed. You know, it causes mood swings that sometimes are uncontrollable. But I take a middle approach to this and a realistic approach.
Why take a realistic approach?
No, I'm not saying that you don't, James. What I'm saying is that it is in the education. And that the people that, as in your country, down here especially, you know, that we're on an educational campaign. And people have to have the passion to want to wake up their fellow Americans. And sometimes they get the distinct impression that I'm trying to sow seeds on ground that wouldn't sprout even weed. But
you'll find out that the education system has been destroyed in both countries.
Oh, absolutely it has. Absolutely. And that's one of the criteria for destroying a vital country, educated people. You have to dumb them down so you can lead them around by the rings in their noses. I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. When you get that URL, send it over to us because I'd love to see that. Steve in Ohio, you're up next. Hello, Steve.
Hello. I wanted to talk about how deep-rooted this problem is in a news story that I read today, or watched on TV. I suppose everybody's heard about the guy that went in and blasted away at the city council in St. Louis.
Yeah, I saw that on the news this morning.
Okay, well, something about that story stood out to me. And what happened, to make it short, the guy, you know, went to previous meetings and tried to air his grievances and was kicked out. So he took the city council to court for a violation of his free speech rights. Well, this lady judge, U.S. District Court judge, she decided that his rights wasn't violated because a city council has the right, when they open up the floor to public discussion like that, they have the right to limit the speakers to special interest groups, and they also have the right to limit the topics of discussion. And that just goes to show that a man, even on the local level, can't even air his grievances.
Well, and you know what I did notice about how they were reporting on this story, that I could tell that the reporters that were reporting from the scene,
Yes.
They were a little skittish and a little nervous.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just, and then this whole thing, this judge decides this, really, which I believe is unconstitutional, and, it ends up six people dead, and the governor calling this guy a terrorist,
mm-hmm.
or saying that it was an act of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just, you don't know where to start. This goes all the way from the White House down to the city council, and if you're not in the loop, you better keep your mouth shut. And that's the way it is anymore, and you just don't know where to start to try to fix things, so.
Well, and I find it very interesting that the government called this guy a terrorist.
Yeah, that's what I noticed, the governor,
yeah.
right away, that
yeah.
he spoke up. So they're starting to do that more and more now. Every time something happens like that, they're a terrorist.
That's right.
So, but that was my opinion, John.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank
See you.
Later. Okay. yeah, it's just all terrorism anymore. Yes, that's the new buzzword. And as we warned people, that everything will be a terrorist act. Everything will be an act of terrorism against the establishment or the government. You're going to be a terrorist. This is a very well thought out plan. Now, am I advocating that this guy goes in and whacks six city council people? No, I do not. He even shot a cop before he even walked into the building. But I guarantee you it caught a few people's attention. Now, what are they going to do about this? Will they change what they're doing? Will they start abiding and throw their corporate charter out the window and say, you know what, even though we declare ourselves to be a corporation here, we're still duty-bound to follow the Constitution. We can't do anything that violates Constitution, can we? Whoops. Mm-hmm. Scottish John in Texas.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How's your blood pressure?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's funny you started talking about that hemp a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like your advice. I sat down the other day and did a little calculation on how much I would have to spend on alcohol in the event that either Insane McCain or what's her name from the People's Republic of Lesbia were elected president.
Oh, Ms. The cast.
I don't earn enough money to keep me in alcohol if they made it to the White House. So I was thinking maybe you could point me towards a cheap drug dealer,
No, I can't help you on that one.
Well, I thought I'd ask you anyway. But hey, on a more serious note,
yes,
there,
sir.
I mean, I've been on hold here so long, I'm trying to remember what it was I wanted to say to you. But, people outside the U.S., certainly from my experience, we've always regarded this country as being ahead of the rest of the world in most respects. And what I've noticed over the years that I've lived here is, the Industrial Revolution in Britain spanned a period of approximately 200 years. And when, bless her heart, Mrs. Thatcher came along in 1979, she dismantled that 200 years of technological and industrial advance. And I'm not saying that the Industrial Revolution was a great thing, because a lot of blood was spilt to create what happened there. But she undid that in like 5 years. And I've just been watching the same pattern happen here in America. I've lived here 9 years, and it's like watching a repeat on TV.
And
no one's catching on to, well, I'm saying no one's catching on. Obviously, enlightened people are catching on, but I think, people here need to wake up and smell the cheese quick.
Well, John, I've said this repeatedly. Watch what happens in England, because
yeah.
whatever happens in England is going to happen here in this country.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Sadly, most people don't see that picture.
I know, and it's tough sometimes to get people to wake up, because you being obviously born in Scotland and being here in the United States, you certainly have a feel for the American psyche.
Yeah.
You know, we're still all pumped up with ourselves. We still think of ourselves as being kind of the Wild West kind of, you know, instant justice kind of people. And, and they've got their heads buried in that dark, dank, smelly place they keep talking about.
Well, a fellow Scot said to me shortly after I arrived in Austin, he says, do you know the difference between us and Americans is? And I says, no. He says, we're educated, they're trained. And, you know, it's sad but true.
It is true. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, I've got a quick boost joke for you.
Yeah.
All right? Georgie boy walks into a bar one night and he orders up three beers. And he does this the same night every week for a period of time. And then one night he walks in and he orders two beers. Oh, sorry, I've skipped a bit. The barman says to him, what's the deal with the three beers? He says, well, you know, me and two of my brothers for years would always go out one night a week and drink beers. And then one went yay way and one went another way. And we agreed that we'd keep up the tradition. Every Friday night would have three beers. So this week he walks in and he orders up two beers. And the barman thinks, oh, no, one of his brothers has died. What do I do? So he walks over and he says, could I offer you my condolences? He says, sir. He says, what for? He says, well, you know, I kind of assumed that one of your brothers had died. No, 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 that's not the case, he says. It's just I quit drinking.
Tell you what, John.
Yes, sir.
One of these days I'll let you buy me a beer, but don't try to serve it to me unless it's under 45 degrees. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling.
All right, Hoss. All the best.
Okay, thank you. Before I take any other calls here for immediate release, came out yesterday. Do I have a teletype here? I got my producer looking. Arlington, Virginia. Today, University of Chicago professor Robert Pape has joined the Ron Paul 2008 campaign as foreign policy advisor. Dr. Pape is the foremost expert on suicide terrorism and the founder of Chicago Project on Suicide Terrorism. He is also the author of Dying to Win, The Strategic Logic of Suicide Terrorism, and has published numerous articles on suicide terrorism and the use of air power in war. Now, regarding the campaign, Professor Pape said, Ron Paul's campaign is making a lasting contribution to the security of the United States and its allies. Indeed, I often tell audiences Ron Paul has the right foreign policy to safeguard America. Middle East expert Leon Hadar and national security analyst Ivan Eland have also joined the Ron Paul campaign as foreign policy advisors. Leon Hadar is a Washington-based global affairs analyst whose commentary on U.S. foreign policy has been published in leading newspapers and foreign policy journals, rather. A former U.N. correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, he is the author of Quagmire, America in the Middle East, and Sandstorm, Policy Failure in the Middle East. Ivan Eland is a senior fellow and director of the Center of Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. Dr. Eland spent 15 years working for Congress on national security issues, including stints as the investigator for the House Foreign Affairs Committee and principal defense analyst at the Congressional Budget Office. He is the author of several books, including The Empire Has No Clothes, U.S. Foreign Policy Exposed. Now, folks, we told you that there was going to be changes in the Ron Paul campaign, and evidently they are taking place. So everybody stand by, because as I said on this program before, there's been a slight problem with people coming out, organizations coming out in support of Ron Paul, because they didn't exactly like the way his campaign was being run. Now, I could understand that. But having said that, they should also realize that the only guy that could be elected to put in the Oval Office to slow this morass of the globalization, the destruction of America ad nauseum, is going to be Mr. Ron Paul. But there were concerns were that, wait a minute, if he doesn't put the right people in his campaign, what assurance do we have he's going to pick the proper cabinet if he becomes president? Well, I think these answers, the answers to those questions are being addressed. We told you a couple of weeks ago, folks, that he was going to be making changes in his campaign, and he is doing exactly that. So a lot of people that got upset out there, starting with you 9/11 truthers, and I understand how your feelings and what your feelings are about that matter. But, you know, trust me on this one. If we have somebody in there that understands foreign policy, that it's better to make friends than it is enemies, that we're not going to have another 9/11 issue inside this country, irrespective of the government's involvement or non-involvement. That people once again will respect and regard America and not want to see it burn down to the ground. And before you email me or call me, I understand that the false flag operations inside this country has been done by special operations groups. It's been done by the CIA. Please don't call me. I already know it. But we've got to remove all the reasons for this war on terrorism, and Ron Paul is the best bet to do that. I'll take a break here. I'll take a couple more calls when we come back on the other side to wrap up this edition, this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Glad that you have joined us today, ladies and gentlemen. And a program note here. If some of you have had a hard time getting on the website to listen to the program, well, we had some servers crash and burn. But don't worry, that is being remedied, and you will have no problems or buffering from here on out. We guarantee that. And besides, it's free. So don't complain to me. No, I'm just kidding. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was just informed that folks will not be able to log on to our archives for another 48 to 72 hours, and I can't even begin to tell you why that happened. Or I wouldn't have the time to adequately explain how it happened, I should say. But just I just want to make it known that you will have service interruptus on a service you weren't paying for in the first place. So I guess you really didn't lose anything, did you? At any rate, that'll be back up and running. All right, who do we have left here? We've got Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Yes.
On that McCain song, I believe if you go to YouTube.com and you type in the search, John McCain bomb Iran, you can probably find that video there.
Okay, I will check it out.
Okay, now that's the bad news, the negative. I got some good news, though.
Which is?
Okay, what we need is more boots on the ground.
You got
that,
right.
We need them there on April 19th in Washington, D.C. for Ron Paul, revolutionmarch.com. That's one word, www.revolutionmarch.com. If you're not familiar with that, you need to check it out ASAP.
All right, will do.
Revolutionmarch.com. Have a good night, John.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Mary in West Virginia. Hello, Mary.
Good to you. I enjoy your show and listen to your call-ins there.
And what do you have to contribute?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I was at the in Charleston the other day, and I'm a delegate for Ron Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I was so impressed with so many young people that I saw there.
Good.
And also, I write articles, and so far they've published them in the paper. I get a bee in my bonnet ever so often. So they know me very well when I come in there. But other than that, I like the man, and my kids are all, they think he's great, too. And so hopefully we're going to have a lot of supporters from my family, too. And that's about all I wanted to tell you.
Mary, I enjoy
your show.
Mary, I appreciate that very much. And this is, you know, the freedom and liberty in this country is not the responsibility of one man, nor is it for the responsibility of one man to correct the past problems. You know, that's our duty and obligation.
Exactly.
You know, and the reason why we have so many ne'er-do-wells in our state legislatures and also at the federal end is because we went to sleep for too long.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But but now the giant is awakening. And and look out for the freedom-loving people in this country. Look out for the people that want to get in the way of us.
Exactly.
We're going to mow you over.
Oh, yes. And you want to tell them? This is not over. It's not. It ain't over till it's over.
That's right.
Or it's not over till a fat lady sings.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Jim in California. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I was calling in to tell you about the McCain thing. You can look it up on the internet. Just search there, and he was speaking at some on his 208 tour or something like that. And they asked him what he thought he should do it, and he just kind of up with the song and sang it in front of a large group of, like, college people or somebody like that.
Oh, groovy.
Yeah, and anyway, I just had a date that I've tried to reach a couple of times just on different shows, you know, on your station.
Mm-hmm.
There's a date, 9/11, that is the date that Manhattan Island was bombed on the same day that Henry Hudson discovered it in 1609, which would be 400 years next year.
Huh.
I mean, I know that maybe sounds silly, but I found that in a history book.
I'll be darned. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim.
You bet. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. An offline caller said that 60 or 90,000 acres in Paraguay bought for Bush by his daughter. Maybe this is where he plans to skedaddle out of the country, if he's not jailed beforehand. He doesn't want to sit around and witness the destruction that he's causing to this country. Ain't going to be that easy, George. We'll get Interpol to arrest you, if need be. Terrorists will not be tolerated, now or ever in this country. And Georgie, you're a terrorist. We'll see you Monday, folks. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel on the flip side.